Christmas. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. What is Paul saying here? That everything that we can attain in this world is nothing unless we have attained a relationship with Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Going on in verse 13, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Some other translations say it like this: forgetting those things that are behind me and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Forgetting the past and looking forward to the future. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press toward the mark. I press toward that goal for the prize of the high calling of God. Praise the Lord. On this last service of 2018, as we stand at the beginning of a new year, I pray that you would direct your vision with me, your heart, your strength, your passion. Would you direct them with me today as we look at keys for forward motion in 2019? Keys for forward motion in 2019. Would you pray, God, speak to us today? Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your power, for your touch. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the great atmosphere of praise and worship that is in this house. We pray that your will be done in every life. And God, we pray at the last service of this year that you would speak to every one of us about what you have in store for us in 2019. I pray, God, that there would be an excitement. Let there be faith in the house, Lord. Let there be a realization, God, that we are not our own, but that we've been bought with a price. And God, you have great things in store for your church. You have great things in store for your people. I pray, God, that you would work in every single one of us today. Let it challenge our heart. Let there be a passion within us, God, to do more this year than we've ever done and see the blessings of God in every life. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tells us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He has a plan for our future. God delights in his plan for us. Psalms 37 and 23 declares, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. As we think of the future, as we plan for what comes next in our lives, as we dream about what we'd like our life to become, we must never forget that God has a plan for us. And with all of our planning and with all of our dreaming, we must never neglect to consider the good things that God has in store for us. See, the plan of God is always forward-looking. Yes, God knows everything. He sees us when we fall. He knows our shortcomings. He knows our mistakes. But God is ever looking forward in His plan for us. And so no matter our past, whether it was good or whether it was bad, and no matter all of that, the future that God has for us is a great and marvelous thing. It's more incredible than anything we could ever dream up on our own. God has a plan for you. This time of the new year is often spent reflecting on the past year. And people spend it goal setting and thinking about their resolutions for the next year. Goals like exercise and getting into shape. And goals of getting over or giving up some kind of bad habit. Reading more, praying more. A goal to do better in school, perhaps, and so on. And some people make a faithful practice of this every year. They set goals and resolutions, and they diligently follow them. Some start with the best of intentions, but by the first week or second week of January, they've already just given up. And the message, though, of Christmas, the message of Christmas is one of new beginnings. Jesus Christ came to give new life. He came to deliver us from our past. He came to give us a future with Him. And so each year, the period between Christmas and New Year's, it's a special time that we're preparing for the new year ahead. And I believe that in every life represented here today, there is a fantastic future possible. There is a new year. It is a fresh start. It's a new beginning, another opportunity to accomplish something great. Oh, I want to tell you, this is a wonderful time, a new beginning. Oh, but Pastor, you just don't know how my 2018 went. A lot of us could say that. But with God, the future doesn't depend on the past. Aren't you thankful for that? With God, the future doesn't depend on my past. With God, 2019 is not defined by how 2018 went. It's a fresh start. It's a new beginning. Come on, we're moving forward. Hallelujah. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me remind someone here today, if you're in Jesus Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Come on, are you thankful for the new life that God has given you, that God has made possible for you? You're a new creature. Oh, but wasn't that just a one-time shot? When we first came to the Lord and we first repented of our sins when He washed our sins away in baptism and when we were first filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, yes, wasn't it just that one time? No, I want to tell you, we became a new creature then, but since then, maybe there's been some mistakes. And since that time of salvation, there could be some times that there's things that we're not proud of in our life. But don't you limit the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't you restrict the ability of God Almighty. Lamentations 3:22 tells us, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness." Hallelujah. Here's the message for every person here today. Whether you're a longtime Christian or you're just now being born again, the mercy of God, the compassion of God, the faithfulness of God, it's new every morning. It's fresh every day. And in this season of a new year, God wants to give you a fresh start. God wants to give you another opportunity. He wants to give you a new beginning, a chance to move forward in 2019. Amen. It's not an excuse to say, well, I just know that God's going to forgive me, and so I'm going to go out and do what I want to do. And I'm going to live like I want to live because I know God will forgive me. No, that's not how we should live. But on the other hand, when the enemy comes to you and says, do you remember what you did in 2019? Come on, do you remember that mistake? Do you remember that failure? Do you remember that word that you spoke out of turn? Do you remember that thing that hurts so bad? That's when you can declare to the enemy, I want to tell you about God's mercy. It's new every morning. It's new every morning. Every morning you get up, you need to just take a deep breath and realize the mercy of God is fresh in your life. The power of God is anew in you. Come on, you can never outrun the mercy of God. It's new every morning. It's fresh every day. Come on, let's move forward in 2019. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Enough of listening to doubt and fear tell you that your best days are behind you. God's not finished with your life. If you're still breathing today, God's got a purpose for you. If you're still here, God's not finished with you. If your heart's still beating inside your chest, if those lungs are still working, if you're still here on this earth, then God still has something for your life to accomplish. He's not finished with you yet. You need to rejoice for another chance. You need to thank God for a new year. You need to thank God for a clean slate. It's a fresh start. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's here. 2019 is upon us. The question is, what will we do with this gift of a new year that God has given us? Are we going to let it be just like 2018 was? Or are we ready to go to the next level? Where we are 1 year from today, it all depends on us and what we do with this opportunity that God has given us. We read today the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And in these scriptures, Paul gives us three keys for moving forward. These three keys are vital if we want to follow God's call to forward motion this next year. First of all, he says, brethren, I've not accomplished everything yet. I've not apprehended it yet. I've not got it all down yet. But this one thing I do. I may not have it all together, but there's one thing that I can do. Forget those things which are behind. The first key is we must look forward. We must look forward. The past is the past. The past is the past. No matter how hard we try, we're not going to change the past. We're not going to make it go away. We're not going to erase it. We don't have a time machine to go back and change it. In order to have forward motion, we've got to forget the things of the past and we've got to look forward. Paul said this one thing he does, he forgets. Not just anything, not just anybody, but those things which are behind him. What was behind Paul? What were some of those things that Paul had to make up in his mind that he was going to forget? We can only speculate today, but could it have been he was making the choice to look forward and forget that time when he'd been a Pharisee? That time when he was so consumed with the Pharisees' unending interpretation of the law and with how they were more accurate than the Sadducees and they were more righteous than everybody else. Maybe Paul was making the choice to look forward and forget about his persecution of the Christians. He said in Acts 26:10, he said, which thing I also did in Jerusalem. And many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. He was so fervent in his persecution of the Christians that he chased them even to foreign cities and countries. Maybe Paul was making the choice to look forward and forget when he had held the coats of the men who stoned Stephen. Maybe it was all of the things that he had to go through, the beatings, the stonings, the shipwrecks, the struggles. It could have been one of those, or it likely could have been all of those things. You see, our past could be the thing that causes us to fail God. Our past could be the thing that causes us to fail God if we focus more on the past than we do on the future. If we can't move on from what happened last year or 10 years ago or 40 years ago, if we can't move on from the past, it distracts us from the calling of God today. It halts our forward motion. It defeats the purpose of God in our life. We must forget the past. We must forget our failures. We must forget our downfalls. And we've got to look forward to the bright and shining future that God has in store for every one of us. Come on, God's got a future for you. And I want to tell you, in the plan of God, he hasn't thought about horrible things to do to you. He hasn't thought about dreadful things and fearful things. He's thought about good things. He's thought about you. He's got great thoughts for you. He's got great plans for you. Hallelujah. Hear me today. 2018 can hinder 2019. If we're unable to forget those things that are behind us, if we can't look forward from the bad things of last year, it will hinder our growth in 2019. If we can't let go of the past in order to enjoy the present and dream of the future, then we will miss our forward motion that God has in store for us. David, who ought to know, he wrote in Psalm 103:11, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us." Jesus Christ is not looking at our past. He is not focusing on our failure. When we've been covered by the blood of Jesus, he is focused on our future. Think about this today. If the Almighty God, if the all-knowing God can do that, then we've got to do it as well. The first key to forward motion in 2019, we've got to look forward. We've got to look forward. Have you ever heard the saying, stuck in the 80s? Some of you might be stuck in the 80s. I don't know. You know, those people that still love big hair, and I was taking you back, parachute pants and shoulder pads and break dancing. Anybody remember what that was? I don't know. Swatch watches. Anybody remember that? Some of you are like, what in the world is he talking about? Others, you know exactly what I'm saying. There's a lot of people out there in the world today, they're stuck in the 80s, and they're proud of it. For every one of us, 2018 brought both triumph and trial. We've got to learn from our mistakes. You know, the trying of our faith, it works patience. But we're never meant to get stuck in 2018. Somebody say, thank God. Things are moving on. God is focused on the future. God is building a kingdom, and he wants us to be a part of it. I tell you, maybe God had to work on us a little bit so that we'd fit into his plan for our lives, but we were never meant to get stuck in 2018. God's will is for our lives to move in forward motion. And God's will is for this church to have forward motion. It's not God's will that harvest gets stuck in 2018. It's not God's will that we sit here spinning our wheels without forward motion. His will is that we look forward. His will is that we see new mountaintops. His will is, yes, even new valleys, because there's more ahead. There's new experiences. There's greater things. There's more in store. Yes, we build on the foundation of the past. We learn from it. We treasure the great things that God has done. But God is still working, and he's looking to the future. And he's not brought us to this point to not finish the journey. He's calling us to look forward. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to purpose in their mind today. I'm making a choice. I may not have it all figured out, but this one thing I do, forgetting some of those things of my past, some things that would derail my future, some things that would hold me back from God's promises, some things I've learned from, some things I've grown through, but I'm not staying there forever. I'm forgetting what's behind. I'm going to forgive some people. Come on. I'm going to forgive myself for some things. Forgetting what's behind, I'm looking forward. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. The second key to forward motion in 2019 is reaching forward. Reaching implies stretching. Some translations say it as straining forward. How many of you are ready for a little stretching? Stretching. Come on. Don't get too comfortable. Don't get too satisfied. Don't get too settled in, because we're moving forward. Amen. Sometimes God allows us to go through things because he has forward motion in mind. And we have to be stretched. We've got to be pulled out of our comfort zone. We have to be moved from complacency, where we're discontent now with the status quo, and we're hungry for forward motion. If this season of life has taught anything to harvest, I tell you, it has stretched us. Somebody says, oh God, don't stretch me too much. I'm about to break. God knows exactly how much to stretch us to accomplish the growth that he wants in our life. Stretching isn't always fun, but it's necessary for growth. It's necessary for forward motion. And you just try to make a lot of movement without stretching first. You go run a mile or two if you've not done that in a while. Do it without stretching on top of that. The next day, the third day, I'm going to tell you, you're going to feel it. It's better to allow God to stretch us first before we can handle the move into the dimension that he has in store for us. Come on, who is it here? God's been stretching you. God's been stretching your life. You thought you were just going through some stuff, but now maybe you're realizing that God has a place for you in your life, and he's got something he's trying to do, and he's just getting you ready for some good things that he's going to accomplish in your future. Come on, when we realize this, there will be a reaching forward, a straining forward to what the future holds. This one thing I do, forgetting the past and looking forward, I've got a reach forward into some things that are ahead. Hallelujah. Come on, you don't need to you don't need to live in the past, but you need to start reaching forward to some things that God has. You may not be able to reach it just yet, but start reaching. Start reaching by faith. Start praying by faith. Start worshiping by faith, because there's more in store for you ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, when you reach for things, you might not be able to grasp it just yet, but you keep reaching for it. You keep moving forward. You keep praying. You keep believing. And one day you're going to take hold of it. One of my favorite quotes is from a poem by Robert Browning that says, a man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? A man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? In other words, we should always be reaching for something beyond. We should always be stretching to that next level. We should never be satisfied where we are right now. There's always more to reach for. And our reaching should always be for something that's just beyond what we can grasp right now. I don't know about you, but I'm believing God to help us reach some things in 2019 that we may not be there just yet. We may not be able to grasp it right now. We can't take hold of it right now, but we're reaching. And that reaching and that stretching, that straining ahead, it's going to bring forward motion. And 2019 could very well be the realization of some things we've been reaching for years. And God says, I'm about to do it. You keep moving forward. You keep believing. You keep praying. You keep standing on the promises of God. And you keep reaching ahead, because there's going to be some things this year you're going to take hold of. Hallelujah. As a church, we're reaching for spiritual growth. We're reaching for numerical growth. We're reaching for paying off the debt on this current facility. We're reaching to update and expand this facility. We're reaching to establish the campus in Nixa. We're reaching to be able to support more missions works around the world. We may not be able to take hold of all those things right now, but we're reaching for it. And 2019 is going to be a year that our reach is going to stretch us beyond where we were in 2018. And there's no telling what God is going to do. If Paul would have only been caught up in the things of the past, how he persecuted the church, how he assisted in Stephen's death, how he put Christians in prison, he would have never been able to do the things he did for God. He would have not gone to Ephesus. He would have not gone to Corinth. He would have not gone to Philippi. But looking forward, he reached the things that were before him. Isaiah 43 and 18. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What is that new thing that God is going to do in your life this year? How is he going to make a way in your wilderness? How is he going to create a river in your desert? Come on, what's before you today? What are you supposed to be reaching for? There's not a stretching in your life, then you're missing out. There are some promises that can only come with forward motion. There are some blessings that will only come when we stretch beyond where we are right now. Do you have some goals for 2019? Spiritual goals, personal goals, financial goals. Are there some prayers you're praying for? Hopefully they're big prayers. Miracles, that is going to be a miracle if it comes to pass. If we're not stretching beyond where we are right now, then we're missing out on the potential that God has for us. I believe in 2019, God's going to make a way for some to be used in mighty supernatural ways, but God's not going to do what we could do ourselves. And we have to leave the past behind, and we've got to reach forward into the future. Praise the Lord. Forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are before. Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press toward the goal to win the prize of the heavenly call of God. Somebody needs to realize there's a heavenly call upon your life. There is a heavenly call upon you. There is a heavenly call upon your family. Don't run from it any longer. Don't try to just push it out of your mind. But God is calling you forward in 2019. To press on. What does that mean? It's to have a determination. I'm going through. I'm going to strain to reach the end of this. Paul said, not only am I reaching forward, but I'm pressing forward with everything that's within me. Somebody hear this pastor today. This is the most important race you'll ever run. This is the most important thing you'll ever do. It's a race to the finish. And we can't win if we don't finish. Oh, I want to tell you, close to the end of Paul's life, in 2 Timothy 4 and 7, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. We have to be determined that we're going to make it until the end. We have to make up our mind. We're not going to give up. Whatever the world does to us, whatever we have to go through, whatever's in store for us, we're going to make it because we're going to press on with everything within us. We're going to finish no matter what. If the enemy of our soul gets us to give up 3/4 of the way, then he succeeds in defeating us. 3/4 of the way doesn't make it. We've got to finish the race. We've got to press on. We've got to cross that finish line. We've all seen people live as Christians for years and years. And then toward the end of their life, something happens. They get bitter at somebody. Somebody hurts them. They get mad at the pastor. They get stuck. They just can't move forward. 3/4 of the way doesn't make it. 9/10 of the race doesn't finish it. We're called to finish the race. Come on, I don't want to let something get in my spirit that's going to stop the forward motion that God has in his plan for us. I don't want to let some bitterness, some hurt, some misunderstanding, someone's negative words against us, some kind of division and discord, someone sowing confusion. Don't let that into your spirit so that it causes you to get stuck and never finish the race. You know, there's some people, I love them. I do pray that God saves their soul. But I'm not going to let their issues keep me from being saved. If I have to stop talking with them, if I have to unfriend them on Facebook, if I have to not invite them over anymore, so be it. Because I must be saved. I must be saved. The cost of not finishing the race is too great a cost to pay. Matthew 11 and 12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The kingdom of heaven has been enduring a violent assault, and the violent take it by force. I want to tell you, the fact is, desperate people will do desperate things. Desperate people will do desperate things. Those that are desperate for the things of God don't care what anybody else thinks. They don't care what other people do. They don't care what they have to look like. They don't care what they have to do. They don't care what they have to give up from the world. They don't care who makes fun of them. They're so desperate for a miracle that they'll do anything to get it. They just got to see the blessings of God. They just got to have the power of God in their family. They're determined to receive what God has for them. We got to get a little desperate today. I'm not going to just sit back and take it easy, but I got to press forward. There's a prize ahead. There's a goal ahead. There's a finish line ahead. And I'm not going to miss out on this. I'm not going to miss out at the very end, but I'm pressing forward. No matter what else, I've got to make it. I must be saved. Hallelujah. Would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now? Come on, would you determine, I'm going to make it. I'm going to press on. I'm going to make it to the end. Let's move forward into 2019 with that kind of attitude. We're going to press into this new year. We're going to press forward. We're determined to move ahead. We're determined to see the things that God has for us this year. We're not giving up. We're not giving up. Some might mock and ridicule us. Some may attack us for our stand for God, but we're not serving man. We want to please God. Hallelujah. And we're determined to make it. If we want to see forward motion in 2019, we've got to leave the past behind. We've got to look forward. Come on, what are some things you need to leave behind this new year? Every one of us need to think about some things. I've got to leave those things behind because I'm going forward. Secondly, we've got to reach forward. We've got to stretch beyond where we are. Where are you being stretched? That should tell us something about what God is getting ready to do in our lives this next year. Don't neglect that call to stretch, to reach forward. But let's let our reach exceed our grasp. And thirdly, we've got to press forward. There's got to be a determination that consumes us. Can you hear it in the words of Paul in our text? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If the Lord returns for his church before midnight tomorrow night, then we can all go to heaven celebrating about what God did in 2018. But, on the other hand, if tomorrow night the clock turns midnight and the calendar shifts from 18 to 19, then I promise you, God didn't finish everything he's going to do. He didn't finish it all in 2018, but there's more. And we can't give up. We can't give up on the future and the forward motion that God has called us to. And if we can't leave 2018 behind, then we'll never make it to what God has in our future. Come on, we can't stop now. We can't quit being faithful now. We can't quit praying now. We can't turn around now. But God's called us to move forward. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me today? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you thankful that there's a future in your store for you? Come on, are you thankful there's a plan that God has for you? Are you thankful that there's things ahead? We've not even imagined it, but God's going to do something great this new year. God's going to win some of your family this year. You're going to be used to teach some Bible studies this year. You're going to be used to witness to people in this city. I believe we're going to see miracles. I believe we're going to see signs and wonders. God is that kind of God. He's a supernatural God. Hallelujah. In closing today, I can't help but feel that somebody even here right now, you've been struggling with some things of the past. You've been struggling with some things that are behind you. But you're looking the wrong direction. And you've been so focused on the past. I'm going to tell you, the struggle's real. But your past is halting your forward motion. Something you've gone through, some experience is holding you back. You need to hear the words of Paul to us in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It doesn't matter what it is. With this new year, old things can pass away. and Jesus Christ can make them new. We're going to gather around the front here in just a moment, and we're going to pray that God would help us move forward this new year. If you're being held back by your past, I want you to come to this front in a moment, and I want you to pray that God would forgive you of your past, that He would release you from anything that's holding you back, and that He'd help you look forward to the future He has for you this new year. For someone else, it might not be that you're doing something wrong. It might not be that you're backslid. But if you're honest, you're just too comfortable. You're not being stretched. I tell you, God's been good to us, and it's easy to get satisfied sometimes without a burden to do something for Him, without a passion. God is calling us to stretch this new year. And I want you to come today, and I want you to pray that God would stretch you. I want to tell you, it's a scary prayer to pray. But He will not stretch you beyond the point that you can handle. And I believe if you pray that kind of prayer, He's going to stretch you this year so you can reach some things that you couldn't reach in 2018. And if you're here today and the enemy is trying to convince you to quit, to give up, to throw in the towel, that it's just no use, that it's not worth the fight anymore, it's not worth the sacrifice, let me tell you, moving forward is everything. We can't stop now. Not after God has brought us this far. It's too important that we keep moving forward. It's too important that we finish this race. And I want you to come today and I want you to pray that God would place a determination way down in your soul, that no matter what you face, no matter what happens to others around you, you're not going to turn to the right or to the left. You're not going to let someone discourage you from living for God. You're not going to let the enemy defeat you. Not now. Not now that you're so close to the finish. But I want you to pray today that God would help you to press on, that no matter what you face, you're going to press on with forward motion. Hallelujah. 2019 is here. What are we going to do with it? Come on. Where we are 1 year from this date right now, it depends on what we do with this opportunity before us. We've got to look forward. We've got to reach forward. And we've got to press forward. I wonder if you'd join me in this altar today, and I wonder if you'd come and receive this promise of a new year, of a fresh start, of a new beginning, moving forward. Maybe you're thankful for 2018, but God's got even more in store for you next year. Maybe 2018 was horrible. I want to tell you, 2019's coming. Let's move forward. Let's move forward. God, I pray that you would reach to us right now. And I pray that you would minister. I pray that you would move in every life. God, you know where there needs to be healing. You know where there needs to be forgiveness. I pray, God, that you would let your mercy that's new and fresh every morning, let it be extended to us in this house right now. And God, help us to look forward from our past. I pray, God, that you would give some dreams to some people here so that we could reach forward beyond where we're at right now to some things that we're not there yet, but we're going to reach forward in Jesus' name. And God, I pray that there would be a determination in our hearts that we're going to press forward with everything within us. We're not giving up. We're not turning back. We're not going to get discouraged, but we're going to press forward by faith. We're going to believe God for miracles. We're going to be faithful to the end. Hallelujah.